constancy. The spirit, the activity of constancy. In my own life, I frequently would stop and start things, not in a procrastination type of way. Well, yeah, it's procrastinating. Let's call it what it is. You know, sometimes it's in that procrastination energy. Sometimes it's just being distracted. But where I would think of something, I would have a vision, but I would just let it float in my mind, you know? I'd be like, oh, yeah, I can do that. But instead of doing it right then and there, you know, I plan to do it in a couple of hours or tomorrow. And that tomorrow turns into, well, let me start Monday. We know how it goes. It's a Friday. Well, I'm going to start on Monday. Something happens on Tuesday. Oh, I got to restart. I'm going to try again next week. But that in itself is its own thing, is it not? I'm doing that. I'm being that. And so the same way how I could have been doing the very thing I was thinking of or talking about, instead I was what? Putting it off constantly. I was constantly putting it off, constantly waiting for tomorrow. But why? When I am right here, right now. And in my own experience, sometimes I can feel intimidated, so to speak, based on false thoughts, false beliefs, or I'm calling them false, but simply, you know, without judging myself, you know, showing myself grace, intentionally seeing something and assuming it's going to take X amount of time. Oh, I want to build this. I want to do this. And I go ahead and start, you know, forward seeing, you know, and it's like, man, it's going to take me at least this many months to learn it. And then maybe this many years before it even turns a profit or before I even get good enough at it. Or, and then it deflates the whole thing. Now I feel deflated because it's like, man, I already know I'm going to have to walk this path of this journey for months or for years. Maybe with no fruit. Or maybe, and again, this is all assumption. It's amazing how we make decisions, and I'm saying we, but I'm talking about me, because obviously I've seen it also radiated. I've also seen it showing up in other people, but also, you know, using myself as example, where all off assumptions. You don't even know, because I'm not even doing it. Maybe I saw someone else do it and it took them 5 years. It took them 5 months, but I'm not them. It may take me longer. It may take me the exact same time, or it may take me a day. I never even gave myself the chance. I was constantly, what? Still, and this idea or theme that I'm about to say shows up everywhere. So often we think we don't have something, or we need to do something. But the thing is, we're already doing it. We're just doing it in a way that drains or takes away from us. So the spirit of constancy, constantly being in the energy of like a stream. Think about how a stream is constantly flowing. And so usually when it comes to self-help or changing your life, you know, we talk about the positive changes we need to make. Or feel we need to make, and we feel that we don't have the ability to make these changes. But it's the same exact mechanism. Just constantly do it. Constantly be it the same way we were doing, or I was doing the negative things. Last week, I was constantly putting it off. This week, I'm constantly doing it in the now moment. I'm constantly, as soon as the idea comes, I get up, I hop up, and I get on it immediately. And of course, there's resistance. Why would there not be? Think about physics, the law, an object in motion stays in motion, right? That thing which you were being wants to keep being. You know, it's like, you know, we call it different things, patterns, programs. It wants to keep being. So when you suddenly switch to doing something else, the momentum of what you were last doing is still there. And sometimes it can feel like just heavy, you know, because it's like, man, it feels like you're splitting, because you are. It seems like you're doing two different things. You're splitting off from your old self. You're being a new self. And it may take time for that new thing to gain momentum, to have the same effect. The same way when you have a negative life and everything's negative, your thoughts, your experiences, it's not hard to get up and be negative, right? The minute I tell you to be positive, that seems like it's a struggle. You have to get up and seemingly face the same negativity as yesterday. But that's only because there was a constant cultivation of negative thoughts, negative feelings against yourself or against another. They're the same. It's the same thing. Because in order for me to throw a hot stone, I have to grab it and hold it. So it doesn't matter if you're squeezing a hot stone and burning yourself to throw it at yourself or to throw it at another. You have to pick up that hot stone and be burned. So it doesn't matter if you're thinking negative thoughts. You might say, I'm a positive person, like internally to yourself. But if you're hateful and ugly in your perception of others, you're still holding it. It's still in your field of being. But think about the stream, like I said. Think about how smooth rocks are that are in that water. Why? For years and years and years and years, that water has been smoothing that rock, has been running over that rock. It has just been flowing constantly. Constantly. You know, obviously, aside from when it freezes, we're not being technical about it. But the consciousness, the spirit of being that flow in your own life, choosing something, and then without stress, without worry, you just flow. Literally, we all, you know, there's the other word, the other trigger word for, you know, quote unquote, spiritual stuff and stay in the moment stuff. Flow. They love flow. Stay in flow. Get in the flow. But look at it. Look at the peaceful stream. Even the violent rapids, they're flowing one direction consistently and constantly. Every single moment, every single minute. And so you just do the same thing to your own self, but you're already doing it. So it's not like there's something that you're already doing that you're constantly doing, whether you know it or you don't. You are constantly you, and you are somebody. You're something. No matter what it is, you're something. So if you want to change, all you have to do is be aware of what you're doing and being. And if it feels like it's this huge, heavy change, start small, right? You start small. Think about just turning on the tap. That's still a stream. That's still a flow. It may not be as big as a river, but you're still flowing. You're constantly doing whatever that activity is with no thought of when will the rocks become smooth. The when literally is meaningless, is it not? If the rocks are going to be smooth just by the fact of the water flowing over it, who cares when? The when, I know, obviously being a human too, seemingly, because there's so much uncertainty. You don't know how long you have on the earth. Of course, we all want what we want right now in this moment. But think about even that. We're constantly wanting instead of constantly being, simply constantly doing something of a lighter, more authentic nature. So think about being that gentle flow. And I think about how I'm going to apply this in my own way. Completely. And again, I was already flowing. I was flowing in procrastination. I already was in a spirit of constancy. It's just, what was I doing with that? And just by changing where that energy, where that water, quote unquote, flows in my own consciousness, flows in my own awareness, flows of my own life, I literally change myself. I become the water and the stone. I flow and I shape myself. Because it's happening regardless. Because I am. You already are. So it's not like there's going to be a time where, like, again, it's just obvious. You already are. So if you already exist, that means you're already being acted upon by the forces, the force of your own being, that, you know, seeming outer forces, whatever the case may be. You're already being sculpted. You're already being molded 24/7. What do you want to be sculpted and molded into? You've already made yourself up. But you can change. How are you going to flow? The spirit of constancy.